This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners out here today. Thank you to everyone that's taken the time to tune into this program because they want to hear a word from you today. Lord, I pray they won't be disappointed. Speak to everyone through your word here today. Speak 100 different things to 100 different people. Lord, bless your church today. We listen for your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're in Revelation. We're about to pick it up in chapter 12. I just want to give out a little more information on this ministry. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And that is when you tune into God's frequency, when you go to where God is broadcasting, you're guaranteed to hear a word from Him. And that's what we do. I've discovered the secret, and I share it with you. And that is God's always transmitting. He's always broadcasting. We're going to tune in today to where He's speaking to hear what He has to say. We're in Revelation chapter 12. Prior to getting started, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning at 10:30. We are looking at James chapter 2. You're invited. We're looking at the instruction and James's teaching and comparing faith and works. And James says that I'll show you my faith by my works. Is there a contradiction between what James said and what Paul says? That's what we're looking at this week. And we'd love to see you again Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, we're in chapter 12. We're about to kick off, and we are right now, Revelation chapter 12. Now, though the seventh trumpet was recorded in chapter 11, verse 15, and it was recorded as sounding, the details of what comes out of the seventh trumpet are not revealed until chapter 16. Accordingly, chapters 12 through 15 view the prophecies of the end times from another perspective, and they introduce some great personages who are involved in the second half of the seven-year period known as the tribulation. Many have pointed out that these seven personages appear in chapter 12 through 13. There's seven of them. We've got a woman clothed with the sun representing Israel. We have a red dragon with seven heads and 10 horns representing Satan. Not just representing him, he's called Satan here. We're going to see in this chapter. Number three, the male child representing Christ. Number four, the archangel Michael, casting Satan out of heaven. Number five, the offspring of the woman persecuted by the dragon. And number six, the beast and the false prophet. Well, actually, that's six and seven. Six is the Antichrist, the beast, Revelation chapter 13, first 11 verses there, first 10 verses. And then the false prophet, chapter 13, verses 11 through 18. These chapters also do not advance the narrative chronologically, but they present events and situations that are concurrent with the soundings of the trumpets. Important to understand that as we go along. Not every portion of this book of Revelation advances the narrative. It does not all go in chronological order. There's what's known as parenthetical, you know, you put some parentheses on a couple chapters of other things, you know, meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, going on at the same time over here on this side is these things going on. So important to understand that as we go through, for instance, chapter 14, we're going to see the end of the age, or I should say the millennial period after the end of this age. That'll be chapter 14. That'll be a couple months when we get to chapter 14. Now, Revelation chapter 12, Satan and Israel. This is a long ongoing battle between Almighty God and the fallen angel known as Satan or Lucifer. After all these years, Israel's still standing. You know, God's got a vested interest in Israel. Satan, on the other hand, hates Israel. And remember this too, Satan's peeps hate Israel. You know, sometimes as you go through life, you just don't know what lies behind a person, what makes them tick, what drives them. And everyone in this life eventually is going to play their whole card, to use the old poker term. Sooner or later, someone's going to let you know, they're going to reveal what they really think, maybe about you or about something else or about God. Sooner or later, people are going to play their card and you're going to know what side of the fence they're on. Now, everyone out there who hates Israel and hates the nation of Israel and hates the Jews and the Jewish nation and the people of Israel is on Satan's side. Those who love Israel, support Israel, love the nation of Israel and the people of Israel are on God's side because God still cares about the nation of Israel. He's got a vested interest in the Jews and in that nation. Don't you think it's awful peculiar that after all these years, that nation is still around? And certainly it was monumental, May 15th, 1948, for Israel to become a nation again. And Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8, prophecy is fulfilled. Who has seen such a thing? Shall a nation be born in a day? Very significant. God's got a plan with Israel. We've just looked at it. 144,000 Jews, J-E-W-S, Jews from the nation of Israel. 12,000 from every tribe. Are these Lithuanians or are they Egyptians? Are they South African? No, they're Israeli. They're from Israel. They are of the nation of Israel. They are Jews. Whether or not they know they're a Jew or not is a whole nother story. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Now there appeared a great sign or a wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So what do we have here? Well, John sees that this woman, Israel, was pregnant and about to give birth to the Messiah. When Mary gave birth to a tiny baby in Bethlehem, the entire universe took notice, for this event held cosmic significance. This picture here also symbolizes the nation of Israel agonizing for centuries as it awaits the coming Messiah, the deliverer who would destroy evil and usher in God's kingdom. Isn't that funny? That's where we're at here right now, at least when this is airing on the radio. It's the day after Christmas, and yet here's this event prepared, waited for since for thousands of years, waiting, just waiting in the wings. We've seen so many end times players are waiting in the wings. Well, here as well, they've been waiting for the promised Messiah to come. You know, the promise goes all the way back to the garden when God said to the devil, he said that someone's going to come and he's going to He's going to put the hurt on you, devil. He's going to crush your head. Way back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, you read about the promise of the coming Messiah. Here we see it too. Balaam the prophet in Numbers chapter 24 says, I see him, but not now. I see him off in the distance. Micah the prophet knew it. He was coming too. He says, behold, out of you, Bethlehem, though you are few in number, yet out of you shall come forth one who will be the ruler of all Israel, whose goings forth are from eternity. He knew it. He saw it all throughout time. They've been waiting for the coming Messiah. And we just celebrated his birth yesterday. And now here we're looking at in the text, the cosmic things, what's going on behind the scenes leading up to the birth of the Son of God. She, it's Israel, being with child, cried out, travailing in birth, pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. So you can see, and we see in the Bible what happened here. Herod was Satan's man. Herod was the one that Satan used to try to destroy. You can see the heavenly plan, and then on earth you see it coming to pass. Herod was Satan's man of the hour. He was the one that he used to try to kill the Christ child. Again, chapter 12, verse 3, there appeared another wonder or sign in heaven, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars out of heaven. Now, this is a reference to the stars is a reference to angels. That Satan's tail drew a third of the stars. This is where we get our text and our belief that a third of all angels followed Satan in his fall. We believe, I'm one of them too, I believe this, that a third of all angels are now demons. A third of all angels followed Satan in his fall and now are indeed fallen angels. Some are locked up in Tartarus waiting for that day of judgment. They're bound up in chains of gloomy darkness waiting for their judgment. And then we see the child born. Verse 5, she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Same word there used for our word rapture. The word caught up, the word harpazo means to snatch away by force. So we see the child here. Now we just seen the whole, we didn't see the life of Christ, but we see it from the heavenly perspective here. We see what went on behind the scenes leading to his birth, and then we see him snatched away and already gone. We're going to pick it up right here in our next program. We're going through Revelation chapter 12. We're going to look in our next program at the war in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against Satan and his angels. Has that already happened yet? You got to stay tuned in our next program. We'll attempt to answer that question. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of